Hi, guys, and welcome back to a new episode of Couch Talks, which is the special bonus Q&A episode of Union Therapy that comes out every Wednesday, where you guys send in questions that you send directly to me at Catherine@UnionTherapyPodcast.com. Anybody is welcome to send something in. I will say I am trying to not use so much specifics in some of the questions that I answer. So I do that because, one, this is, as you guys, if you've been listening, you know that this is not therapy. It's a therapist talking about therapy. And so I can't really give straight up advice on people's specific situations, but I can talk about the themes that they bring up. And I can't do that because there's just so much unknown in what you guys, in your lives and the lives of the people that you send questions about. And so I do want to say that when you send a question to me, I might answer it. I just might not read your exact question, just to, you know, maintain some safety in all of this. So today, both of the questions that I am going to answer, I have just taken the theme out of a couple questions that I've gotten. So we're going to do that. Before we get started, wanted to say thank you to all the people who have rated and subscribed and commented on the podcast. That means a lot to us. And it seems as though Apple has done a little update where if you want to subscribe to the podcast, it's now called Follow the Podcast. So if you guys want to follow the podcast, that would be awesome. And of course, rate, subscribe. We really appreciate when you do that over here. And let's just like get into the questions. So the first one is, like I said, a theme that I've pulled out from many questions that you guys seem to want to know is, how do I talk to a friend who I think should go to therapy? And this is a touchy subject, I will say. My first question for anybody would be, why is it that you want this person to go to therapy? Is it because you see them struggling in a certain area, like an addiction, an eating disorder, unhealthy relationship, or their behavior is frustrating to you and you want them to fix their stuff so your life is easier? And maybe it's a combination of both. So that would be my first question to anybody, but we're going to talk about this generally. So let's get straight into it. In the past, it seems as though going to therapy is sometimes classified or was thought as is like embarrassing or shameful, and it was more hidden and you don't talk about it or post about it, or it's just something you do privately. And what I've loved to have seen, and what I, and kind of the purpose of part of this podcast, is to make that not a thing, right? So for therapy not to be something that one would ever feel shame about, therapy is for everybody. And I also believe that you don't have to have something quote unquote wrong with you to go to therapy. To me, it's just something that we do in order to better know ourselves and to be able to fully live our lives the way they were intended, and to gain awareness and all of that. And so it's not a punishment. And I think in the past, it has really been thought of as a punishment or something that you do when your life is out of control, or just the general theme of like anything shameful. And like, so anybody who's going to therapy must have something really wrong with them. And oh, what an insult it would be to be told that I need to go to therapy, because that means you guys think there's something really wrong with me. And that is not so much the norm anymore. I still think there's a lot of that out there, but it's not the norm. And I think that's awesome. Now, because of that, in my head, because I think therapy is for everybody and I just think it's so great and it's such a powerful tool, I don't take into account what other people might believe about therapy based on their story, their upbringing, their cultural norms that they're in, their societal norms that they're living in, just any of their history. I see therapy through my lens, which is, it's great. So I think that's something I would really encourage people to take into account, is you might think you're encouraging something that's really awesome and nothing to be ashamed about, but not everybody sees the world through that lens. So sometimes we have to be gentle. And I think the words we choose are so important here. This question can't really be answered succinctly, because depending on your relationship with the person that you would like to go to therapy, your conversation is going to be different, right? So this is like my best friend and I'm used to having really intimate conversations. We probably also see the world through a similar lens because we're so close. It might sound different than if it was a coworker or a distant relative or something like that. So in the realm of a best friend or somebody that you're close with, I really would approach it kind of this way. I think sometimes when we encourage people to go to therapy, it borders the line of advice giving. And advice giving is a touchy subject because a lot of times, I won't say all of the times, but a lot of times advice is really only appropriate when somebody's asking for it. And if somebody's not asking for your advice, it's really not our place or our job to tell them what to do or how to do things. And so sometimes saying you need to go to therapy could sound like we are giving them advice or invalidating them or whatever it is. So for me personally, I talk about therapy all the time and how it's helpful. And so when I see a friend struggling, what I would first do is just ask them how they're doing before you give them advice, before you give them feedback. And actually, this can go to anybody that you're thinking about encouraging to go to therapy. Really have a conversation about caring for them and caring about them before you tell them what to do or what you think they should do. And I live by the idea that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that is 100% something that is important when you're encouraging somebody to do something that probably would be really scary and hard for them. And so if you can put out into the world, into the relationship, a vibe or a feeling or a experience of them really thinking that and believing that you care for them, that's going to gain you a lot of trust, right? And so rather than going to somebody and being like, I see this and I see this and I see this and I'm making this judgment and this is how you should fix it, it's really like, hey, how are you doing? I've noticed some things that kind of have caught my attention. And so I just really wanted to check in with you and see how you're doing. And from that conversation, you can encourage them based on what you hear them say. And even sometimes we can pull in some of our experience of like, oh yeah, I don't know what it's like to be in that situation, or I've never struggled with that. And at the same time, I've struggled with this and it was really helpful for me to talk to somebody about it. Or gosh, that sounds really hard. And I really want to be the person or the kind of person that could tell you how to fix this or how to change this or how to do XYZ. But I know that's not my specialty. And I wonder what it would be like if you reached out to a therapist. Have you ever thought about that? So rather than telling somebody what to do, you're really being curious with them and how to help alleviate some of their suffering that they might be expressing to you, right? So instead of you should go to therapy or you need to talk to a therapist, oh man, I wonder what it would be like if you talked to somebody who's kind of trained in this stuff. Or I wonder what it would be like for you to have some space for yourself each week to talk to somebody about some of the things that you just told me. That sounds like it would be really helpful. What do you think? What are your feelings about that? And so really to answer the question succinctly, right? Like we do that here. I would really say to, instead of telling them what to do, it would be kind of along the lines of what we talked about on Monday, is getting curious with them, right? And that's how I approach a lot of the things I do with my clients in session. Instead of being like, you need to do this, or you need to talk to your mom about this, or you need to do this. It's, hey, I wonder what it would be like if you tried this. What comes up when you start thinking about that? And be really in a place of wonder to help encourage them rather than push them. Because you know, you never know where that kind of conversation could go. So there is my very overarching answer to that question. And I hope that was helpful. Let's go to question number two. Okay, so for this question, I really don't know exactly how to phrase it, but we're gonna try to phrase it. Should we use the word succinctly again? Maybe. Okay, so another general theme I was getting from people is there's a lot of exhaustion and fear and panic and pushback coming up within people as the world is starting to open back up. And so I just kind of wanted to open up a dialogue about that, because we've been in the space of wanting life to go back to quote unquote normalcy for so long. And now that things are starting to pop back up, a lot of people are having a lot of anxiety about that. And a lot of people are getting really tired really easily when it comes to social things. And so let's just talk about if that's normal or not. In short, yeah, it's pretty normal. We've been spending a lot of energy relearning how to live life in a different way, and a lot of energy hoping and praying and whatever it is that we do, that one day life gets back to how it used to be, knowing that life is never totally going to be back to the way it was. This is going to leave a mark on the world forever, probably, and that's okay. But yeah, even I've noticed that. You know, I've noticed as weekends are starting to actually fill with social things, I'm like, oh gosh, I miss having nothing to do. I was thinking the other day, I was looking at my front yard and how it really needs some work. And I was like, last year, I know I spent like multiple Saturdays like pulling up weeds in my yard for hours. And it feels like I don't have time to do that, yet I really want to do that. But then I have FOMO because my friends are doing things and I don't want to miss out on that. And so we're not just being asked to go back out into the world again. We are being asked to prioritize things again, right? Like, we didn't have to prioritize things as much before because we weren't doing much. And so it was kind of like we did what we could. So I definitely want to say that it's normal that this stuff is happening, and it's normal if you're feeling that. And I also think it's okay to take this day by day, week by week, event by event, and you don't have to go full force back into the world. And honestly, I don't think any of us should be doing that because, you know, the pandemic is still happening. But I would really actually sit down, if you're somebody who's struggling with this, is really sit down and have a conversation with yourself about the shame you feel or the guilt, or if there's something that feels off around you, and then offer yourself some grace in that. And then also sit down and think about, if I feel really overwhelmed by a lot of this, how might I alleviate that? What would help me feel less overwhelmed and less pulled in a million different directions, less anxious? Maybe it's not saying yes to everything, right? Maybe it's looking at, what are my boundaries for social stuff? Because honestly, I think what the pandemic was really helpful with is to pull us back for a second and to help us look at what's really important in our lives and how we really connect and grow with people. And if it's not just about events and parties and things, and it's about conversations and laughter and real connections with people. And so if we can pull ourselves back to that and remember what we learned in the pandemic, that it's okay to be slow and you're allowed to be slow, and a full social calendar doesn't make you more worthy, it might be helpful for you to really pick and choose what it is that you want to spend your time on. I think it's also valid to talk about the fact that I think a lot of our anxiety about things opening back up is just over the fact that things are opening back up. And there's a lot of fear around it being premature. And there's also a lot of fear around, is it ever going to fully get back to where it was before? And like I mentioned, and both of those are valid, that there's a rush to get there. And there's also like a fear that I don't want to get there right now. There's a fear of, I can't speak for you guys, but your fears are going to be a million different things. But I know for me, what has come up is I don't want to miss out. There's a fear on missing out now, but there's also a fear on me maintaining my boundaries and the things that I've learned through the pandemic. So going back to something that I actually posted on Instagram about this a while ago is the idea that slow equals fast, right? So we tend as humans, or I tend as a human, I'll speak for myself, to want to really just blaze through things and get through things fast. And so when things start opening up, it's like, let's go do everything right now. But the truth is, slow equals fast, and we miss things and we overlook things and we, you know, don't use the best judgment when we rush into things a lot of times. And so if we want to get back to the closest version of where our lives were before, it might be helpful to take it day by day, step by step, calendar invite by calendar invite, and remind ourselves that I still get to maintain boundaries about who I want to spend my time with, because it's very important, and how I want to spend my time. And if you want to spend your time pulling weeds in your yard on a Saturday, you don't have to go to that party or event or friend's house or dinner. And maybe that's what I'm going to do this weekend. I actually really need to. There's that answer to that question. Thank you guys, everybody who has sent in questions that had to do with those two things that we talked about today. And I appreciate them. And as always, thank you for all the feedback. You guys were very vocal about this week's episode. So I appreciate hearing that and hearing that it was helpful. And I hope that this continues to be a resource for you. And if you guys want to follow us, we are at Unique Therapy Podcast on Instagram, and I am at kat.defada. I hope you guys have the day you need to have, and I will talk to you guys on Monday.